Oh, hey, this is the Gabriel Mayers audio show. This episode is specifically made for Verena, so shout out to Verena. Really one of, like, I wish I had a cloning machine. I wish I had a personal clone machine to just clone a person that I want more for myself personally, and as a business person, I wish, like, I could clone this type of fan. This is also a shout out to Amanda Farrell, or Farrell, who'll probably be listening to this also. Again, just like people who get you, who I only met because the internet exists, or who I'm only able to keep in contact like this because the internet exists. This isn't actually only for two people, so let me move on into an episode. This is me also trying to avoid really simple work that I have to do. What I'm working on right now is sort of clipping down pieces of the Gabriel Mayer show into TikTok format. So it's getting these bits, you know, getting the setup and punchline of these bits into a 1 minute format and making them entertaining. I actually did a one-off TikTok in the TikTok engine, just filming the screen of something I was watching. And that one TikTok is up to 30,000 plays on that one, and I hadn't posted in a while, so it just made me feel like, fuck. It's not even like, oh, I should do TikTok. It's like, TikTok is where I'm based on, like, I'm just used to using Instagram, but Instagram clearly is like, it's like if you aren't already established on Instagram, to achieve new growth on Instagram is actually really hard. You're doing it manually. You're not being spread by the algorithm. You know, Instagram's not, say, if I hashtag a post Black Lives Matter, it's not like showing me to Instagram's people that follow the hashtag or people that are interested in the hashtag Black Lives Matter. I think you actually have to follow the hashtag specifically, and then you'll see some of my stuff pop up. But I'm what people refer to as shadow banned. But I think that word is actually an extreme word to say that you don't have native Instagram reach, or you don't have native platform reach. But so that's why I'm going to focus on TikTok. I think everyone should be doing something on TikTok. I was just talking to a creator about, I was like, this is the time to get on TikTok, because pretty soon TikTok is going to turn, well, I didn't say this exactly, but this is the point. TikTok's going to be the new Instagram, and therefore the new Facebook, the new MySpace, the new Friendster, and it's just kind of going to move down the line in terms of how much impact you can actually create on that network. I made a simple clip. People are still arguing under that clip, man. And I was like, that's not even like my good stuff. I just filmed like 2 seconds of Amber Ruffin saying something. She was like, they made the storm look light skin. And I posted that. No, I don't even think it. I think they whitewash storm. Which I guess is this new way that I have of looking at the internet. A lot of people are like, you know, I just want to be like my genuine self on the internet. And they end up failing ultimately because the internet is more like you're making a newspaper, or you're making a magazine, or you're making a movie poster or something. It's not really like imagine if the movie poster for like Gone with the Wind was like, and then these two people come and they're just, and it's just like a really great story. Like, that's not how they make movie posters. They make it look like you're trying to evoke feeling or emotion in your subject, really, and give them a sense of the film. But it's not necessarily a completely 100% accurate portrayal of the contents inside. And I guess that's why I'm starting to go more, what do you call it, clickbaity stuff. And someone actually explained it, said it really clearly to me recently. I think I was watching H3 Content Court, which is probably on right now. I'm addicted to H3 now, and I hate it because they're bad. Their podcast is bad, but the format is like so tasty. If you're a creative person, you'll know what I'm talking about. Go watch one of their shows and just like how they transition. They've got three, four interns working. B is right there. Too many B's. They've got three or four interns working for them right now. And it just looks like a TV show. And if you look at what they're doing over on The Daily Show, what they're doing over on The Colbert Show, and what they're doing, like just on the low-end content creator, and, like, the field is, like, smushed. Do you know what I mean? It's so easy for any one of my neighbors to create a successful channel within the next year. And depending on if, you know, depending on the subject that they're talking about, a lot sooner than that. I posted something that's really relevant to the racial conversation that's going on now and the conversations that branch off from different points that you mentioned. I mean, there's a mill. Like, the thing is, I posted this thing, and then, like, the next morning, there was, like, 400 comments under it. And I was like, oh, all right. And the day before, I was watching a thing where Gary Vee was talking about TikTok, and people were like, yeah, I started doing TikTok, and I doubled my revenue and stuff like that. And you hear stuff like that, right? Oh, TikTok. Also, TikTok's giving away free advertising. It's sort of like a no-brainer. Amanda, if you're listening to this, kind of like a no-brainer to start creating little TikToks. They may not be successful at first. You might have to try testing them, but I think you should just really, like, kind of have a couple drinks. You and Dave sit down and, like, try to make the funnest TikToks associated to your brand, quilting and feminism. Quilting, you know what I mean? Crocheting and feminism and Black Lives Matter and being a person of color and stuff. And I don't know, TikTok feels really fresh. That's the crazy thing about it. It feels really fresh and really fun. And Instagram feels, by comparison, like really dead, really oversaturated with advertising and kind of misdirection. There's a lot of bots on there and stuff. You know, this is like a different vibe. I'm really glad I'm doing this audio only because I don't have to have any direction. I can avoid doing real work, which again is right now I'm working on this Ellen clip. And the problem with doing anything successful, so I posted that. Oh, you can follow me on TikTok at Gabriel Mayers NYC, and that'll be my personal TikTok, and I'll probably create a Gabriel Mayers show from there for Gabriel Mayers show spam and such. But yeah, I posted that TikTok, it went viral, and now I'm like, okay, now I want every single one after to go viral. And in order to do that, I have to have a thing, because in the first thing I had a thing, and I realized, like, I watched so many TikToks. I watched, like, lots of TikToks. Most of the time that I spent on TikTok is just boobs, and most of the time that I spent on Instagram is actually just boobs. But I feel like if you watch how boobs move on TikTok, on these social networks, and how boobs outrank other boobs and things like that, you start to understand, like, what separates different creators from each other. And I know that me, like, Gabe, you're a fucking patriarch. You're fucking sexist, da 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 da, talking about boobs or whatever. Boobs are just what I'm interested in. Boobs are just, like, this is, like, how we talk, man. Like, replace boobs with goth toiletry. It doesn't matter what the topic is. The point is, like, everybody has X, and X could be boobs, or X could be drawings, or X could be songs. And it's just, you see how different creators within a certain hashtag branch outdo each other, and how that happens, and how it's very deliberate. It's not a secret. And you can see how people fail. A lot of people are like, they don't know what they're doing. They're not concentrated. It's like they've got stars in their eyes about the whole thing. And then you can see these really hardworking, mostly younger people. Well, not really, mostly younger people, because, like, younger people don't have to do anything. But the people I pay attention to are, like, the people that have the blue check marks, but they're, like, in high school, and you see them, they have, like, a personal trainer, they have a branding thing and stuff like that. That's, like, unignorable to me. It's like, oh, that's someone who took something, that's someone who simply marketed, and, like, other people are more, like, creating stuff and waiting for it to, like, kick off. But it's, like, you can, and almost have to, like, very deliberately shove yourself down other people's throats in one way or another. And I see, like, that happens at the first level in terms of the amount of content you create and the type of audience you're servicing. You're really trying to create content for people that are going to stick around longer than a second while creating this is all really gross for me to break down like this. I'm so sorry I'm making you listen to this crap. How are you doing? What's up? How are things? I've been bummed. I don't feel like I want to debate a Trump supporter. This is another segment since I guess I should turn on airplane mode. I'm being silly. This is another segment since I got caught off in the middle of the last one. And I only did about 10 minutes or so. And if this audio podcast ain't at least 3 hours. If this podcast ain't at least 3 hours, then who the fuck am I? No, it's probably not going to be 3 hours. And even if it is, who cares, right? I'm confused when people say it's too long. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. That burnout does come quick. You can get tired of hearing yourself talk. You know, I think that's why I actually put so much work into the show notes for the show now, because I hate like having done so many lives, so many free form talking live things like this. You get tired of the kind of points that your brain tends to want to revisit over and over, and you need like a list of other things to talk about, because otherwise you'd be like, why am I talking about this again? It's important to me, and it's something I think about all the time, but it's not like necessarily important enough to bring up over and over. But that will be the tendency when you're I guess in this field where it's like I'm making a kind of music that's only me talking in a monotone voice, pretty much
background noise and stuff like that.
I'm trying to do an imaginary Q&A in my head. Like, what do people want to know? I don't like the show to be like this, but I understand, like, this is a different format. I just haven't done this style in a while, and I'm like, wait, let me start.
What's in the news? I heard Trump caught coronavirus. Let's talk about that.
I don't listen to stuff too much like this anymore. I like a more constructed show. A butterfly just almost landed on my face. I like a more constructed show. H3 again. H3 is a more constructed show with like segments. And that's so, you know, that's so fruity to be like, I like segments in my show. But I think the freeform format with like segments as like sort of islands in this ocean where a free form talking is like the way to go. For instance, like this particular thing will be like a free form, like an ocean, like you're just swimming through, what the fuck is this guy talking about? And then you go to the next audio thing, and that'll be, or the previous audio thing is something more constructed. That's the, you know, a whole episode with like this segment, that segment, no, this topic, that topic, get gone. So what's been up with me lately? I feel very sad for the future that it's like, and it's really hard to understand my feelings for things because I just don't care about a lot. I'm not gonna like emotionally get out my bag of like the headspace I need to be in to get what I actually need to get done on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to get like involved in mass emotion or whatever drama. I'm just not gonna do it. It's not an adult thing to do. But I started feeling genuinely sad for like, you know, just the idea of like a young girl of color who is attractive. Gabe, what does attractive have to do with this? It has to do with like how the white world's going to perceive a girl like deciding to go that Candace Owens route. It's like, I understand that like And I talk about this too, like black monolithic thought. We should challenge all monolithic thought. We should, we can't just think in Dem and Republic sense. But you can't like be like, yeah, I support Trump. What's the big deal? This is just my point of view. It's like, no. If you stan Trump, that says like you stan a guy that like acts that way. And like, it's like you don't understand like our national and global reputation has been, not national, but rather global reputation has been smudged by like allowing this guy to be elected office. Maybe a governor or something like that. Crazy Governor Trump at best. But like, it's like, the, you know, I'm almost like breaking into tears. Like, I don't know. Like, I fought with this girl a lot, and it's like, I think the thing that's upsetting is that I like her, probably. Really, when it comes down to it, it's like, this is someone that I like. This is like, you know, a clearly intelligent, like, positive vibe black girl, or whatever she is, person of color. Maybe she's Hispanic or something like that. She's light-skinned or whatever. But she's like, supporting this political ideology, like it's like NBD, it's like no BD Wong or whatever. Like no, man, like that's not what I'm used to. I'm used to Trump supporters being like, yeah, support Trump. I know he's an asshole, but I like that. You can't be like, what? Why are you even? Trump's no big deal. Like, what? How do you even think that guy's not cool? Makes me truly really upset, and that it for the past day it's drained me from a place that I did not even know I had. And even she was saying like, why do you care, why is this such a big deal to you? And it's like, man, you're like too young to even get that, like why I would care that a girl that I thought was someone cool, because it wasn't even necessarily like I wanted to sleep with her or something like that. It's just like someone you thought was cool, someone you got a good vibe from, and it turns out the whole time they supported Trump, and they just failed to mention it, and they were like, hey, when I'm in New York City, we should meet up. I love your voice, I love your song, and stuff like that. Like, and they just failed to mention it, and they're like, oh, that's no big deal. I can just not mention that I support this guy. That's just like a weird world to me. It's weird that I, you know, and being on Tinder and stuff like that, not that this is like a dating thing, but people that are like, if you're a Trump supporter, swipe left. It's like, okay, cool. But now see what they're talking about. Because people will like not disclose that and just think Trump is like a casual point of view that you can have. It's like, no, it's fine if you don't think that you supporting Trump makes you like a Nazi kind of person. But at least understand that generally that is the perception of this political leaning that you're in, and rep that. Be like, yeah, I'm part of this party that people perceive as Nazis. I don't feel that way, and I'm repping this party for this reason. Don't be like, oh, this guy's clearly like a Dem from Brooklyn, and I'm going to sidle up to him secretly as a Trump supporter, and then like, you know, never once said anything about it. I don't feel the need to like, you know, put my views out there like that. It's, you know, I'm saying, you know, but no, there's no tacit support of Trump. There's no benign support of Trump. It's like a really strong stance. There's a tacit support of Democrats. You can be like, fuck, man, I don't even want to vote for the Democrats, but I'm voting because like, I'm not crazy. I'm voting for the Dems because I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy enough to vote for Trump. They didn't even want him. They all said he was a crazy person and he did some kind of weird things behind the scene to pressure Mitch McConnell into being on his side. How can you just kind of be like, hey, yeah, nice to meet you, Gabe. I know what you're all about, and I'm, you know, on the other side of that, but I think we can be friends, don't you? It's like, don't you see how like selfish that is? That's really what it was about. And she was like, well, we barely talked and stuff like that. If you had gone to my story, you would have seen my views and stuff. And I was like, no. You understand why I'm upset. Or maybe she doesn't. Because again, I think this is just like a young thing. Like, I don't find older Trump supporters to be that naive. And I was so glad, you'll see in my Instagram story from today, this Monday of this week. I forget what day it is, October 3rd or 4th or 5th. I think it's October 5th, actually. Yeah. What else can I say about that? I just have to have my guard up more, I guess. That's not bad, though. You know, that's kind of what I get, honestly, for, like, judging a book by its cover, to just kind of, like, just point out the obvious stuff about myself within this situation. That's what I get for judging a book by its cover. That's what I get for kind of, like, not really, like, understanding the political spectrum that's underlying the Great Divide, meaning that underneath this red and blue coverage that we're being split into, or these red and blue camps that we're being split into, there's a wide spectrum of many people under that. And I need to be, like, aware that even though I view, and this is just the obvious thing, right? Even though I view Trump supporters as Nazis, some of them are unaware that I view Trump supporters as Nazis. So they'll approach me like being a Trump supporter. It's just like, you know, like, oh, you voted Dukakis? Or like some, you know, just like some kind of outdated reference. You know what I mean? It's just, it feels as though it is a different political time than a choice between Barack Obama and John McCain or Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton or you know, Bill Clinton and George Bush. It feels like a very, very different time, because there's never been a tie with white supremacy or racism in the government, and there's never been a political candidate that's been like, sort of like, oh, I'm kind of edging around denouncing white supremacy or terrorism, anything that seems radical or extreme. Presidents usually have stuck away from. And so now you have Mr. Radical Extreme President, and it's like, you guys, to even think that that's a good idea. Sad.
Sad.
This is going to be an ad stuck between these two segments, so thanks for listening to that ad roll 10 minutes in. I'm getting some sunshine because I'm so badly depressed. I'm hoping that a skylight can fix it. I guess I should be taking my vitamin D also. I'm not that badly depressed. I just feel really drained by this lately, and like my brain was unprepared to process this information. And like, usually, it's not that I'm unable to talk to a Trump supporter or someone that has different views than me. It's just that I'm unable to talk to someone on the level where they're like, oh, Trump is like, this is repetitive at this point, so I'm sorry, this is going to be the last time. I'm unable to talk to a Trump supporter on the level of, like, Trump is a normal everyday option. He's an everyday alternative from your option. It's like, no, you know he's a crazy, wacky guy. Let's talk about why you feel okay with his crazy wackiness first. Let's talk about why that's bad. And actually, I don't even want to talk about it, because it's like I tune out, and I guess that makes me feel bad, because then it's like, I feel like Trump supporters are like, well, you're the libs that are part of the problem because you don't care about any other opinion that's different than your own. And it's like, not really, but like a little bit, in that like, if someone was like, yeah, I'm a Nazi, I'm not going to be like, why are you a Nazi? I'm going to be like, you suck, and walk away. And for you to be like, sit down and talk to me about why I think, like, black people are inferior. Like, so inferior that they're creating a narrative for themselves that the Democratic Party is just feeding them. And we just love to be lazy and victim so much that we just like, we're like, hey, let's vote for the people that give us our lazy victimhood narrative. It's just like, I don't know. That's what you think of me. I'm smarter than that. I'm incensed by the lack of justice, which is why I'm voting blue. Not because it's like, yeah, I'm a welfare queen, and I need my reparations. It's like, yo, bro. Or like, yeah, why are you trying to keep us down? And that's like where I'm voting for the Dems, and not like because I've actually like experienced things in my own life and seen things enough to the point where it's like, all right, I'm like, Guitaro, sit down, oh. Time to talk about societo. That, what does that even mean? That's the dumbest shit I've said thus far. Dumbest shit that I've said thus far. Dumbest shit that I've said thus far. So what can each one of us do to bring about a better world? First, eat my ass. I don't know. I don't care about a better world because I can't take responsibility for a better world either way. I hope you know what I... No, I don't care if you know what I mean by that. I can't be like, I'm a good person for a better world. That to me seems like full of conceit and shit. And it feels like that's where a lot of Trump supporters that, like, allow themselves to be in that particular position come from. That aren't, like, outright trolls. They're like, I don't know. I hate this whole situation. And I hate talking about it. And I don't even know how to, like, make it a show thing. Because it's just, like, so sad. I want young people to be with, like, cool, hip change. And that ain't Trump, boyo. And it's sad to be, like, young and black and hot and be like, Trump's my guy. That's like, what? It makes me feel weird. And I have a hard time just dismissing it as, like, you're dumb. I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from. But then everything you say is, like, kind of typical Trump supporter stuff. So it's like, oh, okay, it's actually, I am being prejudiced because I'm saying that, like, hot women of color can't be like that fucking stupid, but like, of course they can. That's rude that I would think that's unintersectional male feminist of me to think that hot black women can't be that fucking stupid. If a white man can be that fucking stupid, then of course a black woman can do it, possibly even better, with her chin up and stuff. Raising two kids. It just, and I don't know, like, when you lampoon someone also, so fun to lampoon someone who's famous and stuff like that, because you're almost, like, mocking their accolades, but when it comes down to, like, one person, and you're like, ah, look at this dumb bitch or whatever, like, that does nothing for no one. That's for no one. Because that's just like a person who upsets me. It's like roasting your parents or something. That's who's that for?
Mom and Dad, you raised me wrong.
Now the clouds have completely obscured all the good energy from the sky. I'm gonna go back in. Let's take another money break. Listen to this ad for me to get more money. Okay, this is going to be the finale. I'm back inside now. It's cloudy. I'm no longer getting sun anymore. I'm about to settle back into finishing this Ellen clip. I'm right at the end.
And I'll play this.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put a little bit of work into this and make sure that this looks as good as possible. The worst thing is when I go like, ah, it's fine, and then I post it, and then it's up there, and then I'm like, I could have put more work into it. So I'm gonna get it looking really impressive as a clip. Please go check out my TikTok at Gabe Ramirez NYC. Try to keep your head on straight. It's a really, really wild time. I don't necessarily feel good about stuff. But, you know, someone shat in a pool. A la Donald Trump. So I don't know if any of us are going to feel, like, great, you know, until that's cleared. Because it's not even about, like, oh, I have the right opinion about this political ideal or whatever. It's like, this is beyond that. This guy's, like, really about Nazis and shit. And it's not cute to wink at that. And I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna beat your ears. Because, you know. But very confusing time. Very upsetting. And I don't know what to do besides create stuff. Create cool stuff. Really reach out to other people. Try to get other people active using the internet. Creating things. Linking up with clients. Getting income going. Which is really, you know, what it's about. Like, you may sell one thing, but you need, like, you need someone to use you as a supplier, you know? Bah, I don't have anything else to say, really. Or I do, but I'm not gonna beat your ears about that. I'm just gonna let you know about some practical things. We're doing another show Thursday, 6:30. That seems to be a time that works very well. It feels rather right. It's the latest part of the week that is not the weekend. So Thursday, ignore that noise. Thursdays at 6:30 will be the place to be, and we'll pretty much go, 6:30 to 9. Generally speaking, but sometimes that, like last episode, that was pushed a lot, but that kind of just had to do with how I ran in the episode. I'll try to run the next one a little bit tighter and see how that goes, because I already have like a really heavy list, just to get you, give you an idea of some of the show notes for the next upcoming show. I wanted to show some clips by Josh Johnson. He's a black comedian. I wanted to record, it's not gonna be that long, but I wanted to record a Ferris Bueller monologue cold open. So that's like that Ferris Bueller monologue part from when has that towel on his head, beginning from that part, but it's like me and it's going into the Gabriel Mayer show, because I think that would be fun. I wanted to talk about Hulu Bad Hair, which is like a black horror movie that Hulu has produced. There's a little clip that was running around YouTube called Raekwon in 60 Seconds. I'm going to show that, talk about that. I'm going to show Lenny Kravitz's weird social media videos into his public exposure video. I want to show that prisoner that talked about his arresting officer being thicker than a bowl of oatmeal, because it's funny, because I know exactly what she must have looked like. Melania Trump's leaked audio tape, we're going to talk about that. Abin Preach, stop for following the law. I forget which clip that is, but we're going to look at that clip. I think this is another one. Oh, yeah, Abin Preach, the guest. No. This isn't Abin Preach, but this is like they told me about this, but we're going to go watch this actual clip, which there was a few of those where, like, for some reason, the game is like to guess who's white in a room of blindfolded people, where guess who's not white in a room full of blindfolded people where one person's black. Anyway, there's another video about a cop planting evidence on camera that was like completely captured by his body cam, and it's just like crazy. This is the Rhett and Link Red House commercial, which I really, you know, love talking about marketing, and I really like Rhett and Link, and also Nathan For You. So let me just throw in that we're going to talk about a little bit of Nathan For You as well. There's the Fargo already started. Season 4 has Chris Rock starring in it, and it's black people play a major role in it. There's a Brenda Justice, who's a interracial porn star that I've recently discovered. I actually played her in the last stream during the Black Lives Matter part. She was the one writing White Lives Matter on herself in Times Square. There's a video of exchange students from 1955. I thought that was very interesting. There's an idea that I had called racist bingo, where, because I was thinking about how to create promotional material in physical form, like flyers and handouts for the Gabriel Mayer show, that isn't like completely useless. And I thought racist bingo was a fun idea to put on a card, where it's like, you know, the bingo squares, but each thing has like a thing like racist people say or whatever, you know, black men kill more black men, that kind of shit. Because I think that's, you know, you're not going to, if you're a Trump supporter, you're not going to get me into these like shadow arguments, these shadow boxing arguments with these easily, it's like these young Trumpers are presenting things that have been, that are like easily shredded within like a couple Google searches, and that's the realm that they want to argue on. And I'm like, I'm not arguing on that realm. That's the realm that I make fun of. For you to engage me and be like, well, what about all the black, what about, for you to be like, what about black on black crime? It's like, bruh, like, that's like seen as racist rhetoric. Like, you got to know that. That's not seen as like, okay, yeah, you got a point. That's like seen as like a gaslight. Like, well, y'all kill each other, y'all kill yourselves. Anyway, but that's just a little peek at the next episode. Thank you for listening to this audio only episode. Every time you listen to the audio ones, it's so funny that I don't concentrate more on the audio things. But really, what I do is I put my hands in my head in my hands sometimes, and I cry and I think about all the things that I have to do. It's so much. And literally every single thing takes so much time. But I am, you know, gonna up the audio distribution, meaning like if you're a person that prefers to listen through audio, you're not just gonna have only the one podcast a week to have access to, because it's like a really easy medium to create stuff for. So I'm gonna start doing an audio only podcast every Monday for the fans, and then on Thursday or Friday, well Thursday night the stream finishes, so the audio version of that podcast will be up the next day, the next morning. Typically it's probably not like I stay up to upload a 12 gigabyte file to Vimeo, and then I make that available in HD for Patreon users. And then the next day, I extract the audio from that and do whatever editing I have to do and then upload. So I'm going to try to get that up for you the same day. I really doubt it, honestly. I really doubt that I'm going to do that. But I want to try to just kind of like really work on the best possible turnaround for the fans. Again, like, you know, this is just business 101. I'm running a lemonade stand. It's like, you can sell a million lemonades, but if people only buy one because your lemonade sucks, then there's no point in that. Like, I'm really actually interested in and thinking about the people that sort of like me the most. People that are like my top three things to watch this year is like, you know, Stranger Things, Gabriel Mayer's, and, you know, hardcore interracial porn or whatever, you know? Like, I want to, and I can only do that by really trying to provide that quality of content to people. And as an artist, that's what's most thrilling to me. Like, I love all this marketing shit, but that's not the foundation. The foundation is really, like, one person liking me, clicking through, and being like, wow, there's, like, 40 hours of Gabe this month, and it's not 40 hours of it's like 40 hours of like, oh man, he talks about Megan Thee Stallion, he talks about all this stuff. I don't talk about Megan Thee Stallion, by the way. I haven't mentioned that, but I will mention, you know, I think it's important that I reflect and talk about culture. I think if, you know, as a black Bob Dylan-y person, as an activist, songwriter, creative person, is important that I reflect on a culture and hit it back. And I really feel like musicians and songwriters that aren't in a hip-hop sphere fall short of actually responding to culture. I feel that hip-hop excels at actually responding to culture. I feel like WAP is like, you know, the times they were changing for pussy, you know, the same way that, like, fucking all the single ladies is, like, you know, blowing in the wind for pussy, you know what I'm saying? And this is all connected to, like, the Amber Rose thing and stuff like that. So the way I see, like, an artist or creative person is really as a multifaceted creative entity. So if you, and this is one of the things I'm chiefly concentrating on right now in communicating with people. If you're a creative person, I'm like, how do we get you into your fan base as soon as possible? Because most people I see don't even have that idea that there's, like, people out there that are already, like, 100% bought into them, but they're just sitting in some corner of the internet and you haven't gone to get them. And that corner of the internet might be, you know, metaphorically next door, in that it's really just like you have to go into hashtag buffaloes fucking in order to find your group and really reach out directly to people. That's a lot of my Instagram game, because I just don't have the organic growth from posting that a normal account would get. But yeah, like I said, I'm not really concerned about shadow banning. I'm mostly concerned about creating quality content so that when I am, like, I do everything in phases. So there's there's a time that I'm going to be all about, like, where am I getting my next sign up from today? But I have to set that as a completely separate mindset from the guy that's actually creating the lemonade. Because if the guy who's creating the lemonade is thinking about where am I going to get my next sign up, then all of a sudden his lemonade is awful. So right now, yeah, I'm just really on the lemonade. It's kind of a subtle reference to Beyonce. I'm just really on the lemonade right now. I'm really thankful to have the number of followers that I do. And as far as I'm concerned, I have a little cult. And I'm just going to cultivate my cult. That's all I can do, really, is just try to, like, oh no, now I sound like Ron Funches. I sound like a surgeon. I gotta think about what is gonna be best for Amanda, right? That's the way I'm thinking about everything. And that's such a, like, counterintuitive way of thinking in terms of, like, the things that we traditionally concentrate on, which is, like, growth. How many likes does this have? How many people are in your chat room? How many... It's like no one focuses on customer satisfaction, because most people aren't even trying to generate customers. They're trying to generate views. I can't, like, spend views, though. If I get 10,000 views on my videos that I put out this month, I can't spend that. It's all about converting people from being a casual consumer of you to being a dedicated consumer of you. And how do you do that if you have no dedicated creations? All right, have you had enough of me talking like this? This is the Gabriel Mayer's only audio audio show. The Gabriel Mayer's audio only show one. All right, thanks. Bye.